This weekend marks the 150th anniversary of the largest surrender of Confederate troops during the Civil War. It took place near Durham. North Carolina state history and tourism officials have been trying something new to get young people interested in the Civil War and to promote the role North Carolina played. They've set up a Twitter account in the name of a real-life 19th century Lincolnton woman named Mary Chestnut. And to make Mary's tweets about the Civil War more relatable to a modern audience, they've added references to today's pop culture. Jeff Miles is the Department of Cultural Resources web content manager, and he joins us now. So who was Mary Chestnut?
So Mary Chestnut was actually a very well-known diarist during the Civil War, and her diary was very popular afterwards, and it's a great historical record of what the war was like from her perspective. So she was married to a U.S. senator who then, as the Civil War broke out, became a Confederate general. And she was actually from South Carolina, but as the war kind of came to her in South Carolina and where she was, it became an untenable place to live. She actually fled to Lincolnton. And so at the end of the war, that's where she was in western North Carolina. And the Twitter account and the Tumblr, they're based on her words, on her actual diary, but, you know, kind of gave it a little bit of a spin to get a little bit of a younger audience interested.
You mentioned General Sherman. His name, references to him, appear quite a bit in the Twitter feed, and I've got one in front of me actually right now. This one is from March, and it has an image of a character from Game of Thrones, which is a popular show. Ned Stark is the character's name, and he's known for saying winter is coming. But in this Twitter post, there's a picture of him, and he's looking very solemn, and he's saying, "Brace yourself, Sherman is actually coming." And I think it's kind of fun. Obviously, I'm sure being in North Carolina back then in the 1860s and hearing he's coming up through was probably a terrifying thing, though, right?
Yeah, it probably was. But, you know, a lot of North Carolina was actually spared. You know, I don't know how much you know about North Carolina Civil War history, but, you know, Raleigh, the governor at the time, Zebulon Vance, was able to negotiate with him in advance to save the city. So, you know, the destruction was pretty bad, but it wasn't as bad as it was in some other states.
There's one other tweet I wanted to point out that I couldn't help notice when I was looking through because it's pretty funny. So this is Mary Chestnut speaking in this tweet, and it's from February, and this is again about Sherman. "I can't help but pull for the Patriots tonight, the Super Bowl Patriots. I'm for anyone opposing Sherman," which is really funny. If you're a football fan, it's a double entendre. Sherman referring to General Sherman, but also Richard Sherman, the really well-known and outspoken Seattle Seahawks player. Where do you get ideas like that to connect these words, these observations of Mary Chestnut to modern-day culture?
Well, you know, we've actually been really fortunate to partner with an advertising agency in Charlotte to help us put this together. And it's just really been a team effort. It's kind of that classic putting a bunch of different creative minds together and just kind of bouncing around ideas. And, you know, the great thing about Mary Chestnut herself is that she actually writes in a very witty style, and her tone is very witty, even for that time. So it's a great inspiration.
Have you heard from any of the relatives of Mary Chestnut about this?
We haven't. That would be really great if we did, though.
Have you looked for them?
Honestly, we haven't. And now that you say that, it's something that we might try and investigate, because I would imagine that a lot of her family is still in South Carolina.
Do you feel like you know Mary better, maybe, from doing this?
Yeah, like I said, it was surprising in looking through some of what she's written to see how witty it was. I think that a lot of folks, they think of history as something that's dry and dead. And I think it's always really great to remember these were real people.
This is kind of a weird question, so just humor me.
Okay.
Who do you think she would follow, Mary Chestnut, that is, on Twitter today if she were alive?
Do you mean like people who are alive now?
Just if she were alive making all of these witty observations about daily life, who do you think she would follow?
That's a really good question. Well, I hope she would follow us to learn a little more about history. But I think she would go for kind of the pop icons. I think one of my favorite post that we did was about blockade runners. It was kind of a little play on the Meghan Trainor song, all about that bass.
Yeah.
And so I think she would like to, she would like the pop stars the most. Folks like Meghan Trainor, you know, who are just kind of always out there saying and doing crazy stuff.
What happens when all the 150th anniversary remembrances of the Civil War end? I guess we're getting pretty near that point. Will the Twitter feed go dead? Are you still going to do it somehow?
I don't think that that's quite been ironed out yet. I think that the Twitter feed itself will probably go a little dormant, but it will live on. One of the other things, this is kind of a shameless plug for our agency, the State Archives and the State Library, they preserve all of state government's digital communications. So this will be here forever. Even if Twitter were to magically disappear or die, all of these tweets will be archived with the State Archives.
Jeff Miles is the web content manager for the North Carolina Department of Cultural Resources. The handle for the Twitter account we've been speaking about is @TheMaryChestnut, no spaces. You can also find the Tumblr account under the same name. Thank you for the time.
Thank you. We appreciate it.